We'll have to find out tomorrow. Whenever you ask these guys, they're like, I'm fine, you know. So, you know, we'll see. I didn't even see the replay of it. Okay.
Coach want to talk about his grit when he went to the locker room and came back out. What did that mean to you?
I mean, Gabe is as tough as they come. He said, let me retape it. We have a lot of guys in the locker room like that. You know, all year long, they've been putting themselves out there. So, that's why he has so much respect in that locker room.
So you guys were able to build that 9-point lead early in the third quarter. What kind of changed from there on both ends as far as them starting to get hot from three and then maybe the ball sticking a little bit?
Yeah, that's probably right out of my thought process. Played a little bit slower. There wasn't a lot of flow to the offense, and then they capitalized on that, getting out in transition, which they've been trying to do, is speed this thing up a little bit, and then they knocked down some threes. They got the 2-point lead just like that. And then from that point, they mostly had control of that second half. You have to credit them for that. They defensively took advantage of our ball holding. A little bit late getting into our stuff. They have good individual defenders. So, we have to do this thing collectively. That's when we're at our best. And then obviously really dial into, the transition and the threes. When they get, a couple to go down, they're just like us, then it can turn into more.
That's what I was going to ask you about, the three-point shooting. I know it's a make-or-miss league, but was there something they did that kept you down on your three attempts at conversions and something you didn't do that let them have this sort of breakout game?
Well, last game as well, they had 42 threes. They had 45 tonight. So they're not going to shoot that poorly, that many times in a row, particularly if they're getting some open ones. They got a lot of clean ones tonight. So I'll have to see what kind of efforts or breakdowns we had with that. I think it's probably pretty easy to keep our three-point shooting down. We just weren't doing things with a lot of oomph to it offensively.
Spo, not to harp on the threes, but that was obviously such a big difference maker in the game tonight. As you were watching it, did it feel like they were getting cleaner looks to you, or did it feel like maybe they were just catching fire a little bit?
Actually, a little bit of both. I did feel like they got some clean looks, some definitely cleaner looks than they got in the first two games. But you have to give them credit. I mean, that's who they've been all season long. So it takes extraordinary efforts and focus and a commitment, to be in the right spot and to get them off the line, but also make those second, third, fourth, fifth efforts, whatever's necessary to get it done. For the most part on those threes, I think there were probably like one or two effort, plays, and it's not an indictment. Our guys really want this. It just sometimes happens that way. Offensively, we just didn't get into a great rhythm. Offense probably hurt us as equal as some things with our floor balance defensively. So we have some work to do to shore that up.
Tatum had a handful of early turnovers, and as the game went on, it seemed like he kind of stabilized. Is there anything the defense wasn't doing that you had done in the previous three games that maybe let him get some traction?
Great scorers, they're going to figure it out, at some point. You have to try to make it as tough as possible. He had some good clean looks in transition, open threes, kind of end of possession stuff. Look, there's no easy way, particularly when you get to this point. You're not expecting a great player like Tatum to have multiple, off nights. You have to do things that will exceed it. And if guys bring their A game, we've proven that we can still win, regardless. I just don't think that we made those necessary efforts, focus. It wasn't all like, oh, just lack of effort. It was, you know, all being on the same page defensively when we're at our best, really disrupting the timing and rhythm, even against great offenses and great offensive players. But, you know, I think also, you know, the offensive, I guess the offensive, I don't know how to say it, the stagnant. There's another word for that. But we were a little bit stagnant offensively. That kind of led to a lot of that lack of flow, both ends.
And that's a good point, Spo. Just that the second half overall, when you see the shots aren't falling and that recipe of the turnovers too, just what stands out to you from that too? Does that affect the flow too, offensively for the Heat?
Yeah, both teams pride themselves on winning the possession games. I have not glanced at this closely enough, but I think categorically they won the possession game. They won the transition game. They won the three-point game. They won the probably won the free throw game, and they definitely won the rebounding game. That's tough to overcome. Now, even us, we can find ways to win, even if we lose all those, but that's not a good recipe.
Seems like their pace really went up in the second half.
Yeah.
That allowed them to open up some of those three-pointers.
For sure.
To see from your team to kind of combat that.
Without a doubt. They're trying to speed it up. It's not like, you know, that's a shocker. You know, that's... And that's also the lineup they had for most of the year. A lot of spacing. So guys have, you know, gaps. But we've proven that we can do that. Defend at a high level, even against high-powered offenses. But it takes a great commitment and stability offensively as well. You know, so you can get in that flow.
Spo, you praised the focus of the group throughout the postseason. Are you concerned at all about the human element of a letdown of, hey, we were at home, we were up 3-0, and we just couldn't close right now?
No, I didn't sense any of that. You know, at some point, this is great competition. You know, sometimes it can get skewed because whatever, the 3-0. But we have great respect for Boston, what they're capable of. They're a dynamic offensive team. It takes extraordinary efforts and commitment, you know, to get the job done. Our guys really want this. But Boston has something to say about it as well, just like we do. You know, sometimes things don't go exactly as planned. You know, a lot of what we've done this year has been the hard way, you know, and we've been able to figure out ways to win, even if teams are playing well, if we're not in a perfect flow. And they got us tonight. You have to give them credit for that. There's no doubt about it. There's no questioning it. We're not wondering about that. You know, they deserve to win tonight. You know, we have to regroup and get ready for, you know, a great opportunity in Boston.